Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm talking about Jesus. Yes, I'm talking about the Spirit. And I'm talking about the Lord. And I'm talking about the Lord.
Joseph Shepherd, and I'd like to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to take this opportunity to acquaint you even more with Erica Joseph Shepherd's Whole Person Ministry, TED, Transformational Extensive Deliverance, and the TED Line Ministry that we do every Tuesday through Sunday at 6 a.m. in the morning. You can find out more information about it by going to TEDline.com. TED is Transformational Extensive Deliverance, which disconnects you from spiritual and natural darkness, along with everything that has you disconnected from the promises and your inheritances of God. Through TED, the Holy Spirit reconnects you to more of Jesus, thus connecting you to more of the love, power, and your covenant promises from God. We use the Integrated Healing Prayer model, which we developed after over about 30 years. We use it here at our ministry, and our spirit warfighters use it that we've trained. But through this ministry, you actually experience a prayer ministry that integrates deliverance, healing, exorcism, and inner healing. It's an experienced prayer model that has been proven to work for 30 years of almost everyday use. The Integrated Healing Prayer model operates exposing and destroying hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft that is working against you without you being knowledgeable of it. However, once this is exposed, God's Holy Spirit brings healing to your spirit, to your soul, and to your body. This type of ministry restores and revives you. It brings you into a higher level of spiritual maturity, growth, power, and allows you to receive more peace, more joy, and experience an abundance of the righteousness of God in your own life. TED, Transformational Extensive Deliverance, enables you to appropriate your covenantal power, promises, and blessings from God. Here at Erica Joseph Shepherd Ministries, TED, and through the utilization of the Integrated Healing Prayer model, we have developed an integrated ministry of winning spiritual warfare that defeats the enemies of God. It is a ministry that works throughout and within the spiritual, soulish, and the physical realm by the power of God. This is a ministry that allows you again to connect more with the fullness of God. Prayer ministry, because it works directly within and upon your spirit, soul, and body, meaning within your physical body through your heart, mind, will, intellect, and emotions, your soul, thus uncovering, exposing, and revealing anything opposing or against the Lordship of Jesus Christ within you, including but not limited to evil spirits, evil human spirits, demons, demonic influence, demonic infestation, and the hidden strategies of Satan that are working against you. Our ministry exposes threats, past generational spirits, the present spirits, and tearing down the stronghold destroys the future or familiar spirits with their bondage. With their bondage that is, was, and is now working unhindered, undercover, and in secret, hindering, opposing God's perfect plan, purpose, for your destiny. Satan and demons are the enemies of God and man. They seek continually to bring chaos and disorder to the spirits, souls, and the bodies of human beings. Now understand, if you've been born again, your spirit has been sealed by the Holy Spirit. So they cannot do any damage to your spirit. They can do a whole realm of damage in your soul and in your physical body. And they do this by using spirits that work continually under the cover of past and present darkness, sin, evil spirits, and evil human spirits. Through the whole person ministry of Erica Joseph Shepherd, utilizing the integrated healing prayer model, these works of hidden darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft are exposed by the Holy Spirit. Once exposed, we then confront the spirits, the hindrances, and the obstacles that have been secretly operating against you and against God, and against God's purpose for your life. You see, the transformational extensive deliverance through the integrated healing prayer model allows the prayer, or minister in this instance, to destroy those hidden works of darkness, oppression, words, and spiritual crafts, along with the spirits, the demons, the demonic influences and strategies of Satan, are holding any person in bondage, that are hindering them from appropriating and receiving their covenantal inheritance of power and blessings from God. Once identified, the spirits are cast out and destroyed. Then, hallelujah, Jesus brings the healing and restoration of God's order to the spirit, soul, and body, or to your spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit war fighters. We are a biblical example in demonstration, power of God that operates through a yielded a person to God over all evil forces, demons, demonic influences, evil spirits, evil human spirits, and witchcraft. And we know how to dismantle powers. We know how to cause spiritual forces to be dissipated. You see, these spirits and forces operate from within and without a person's whole being, within their spirit, soul, and body. That's an unbeliever I'm talking about. Within the soul and body of a believer. These spirits afflict people, and they can afflict everything that exists and everyone that exists within the atmosphere around the bound person. The spirits and spiritual forces oppress, and they can possess you, any individual. The term spirit-spiritual warfare, for our purposes, in a generic term, refers to any confrontation with demonic spirits and evil spiritual forces. This confrontation, having been initiated, planned, and determined by God for the express purpose of removing them out of the person or you. This is done basically by us confronting the spirits that God has called to judgment, and then myself, the ministry, or the spirit warfighters team members, be they one or many, following God's leading, healing the brokenhearted, casting out the demons, laying on of hands on the sick, and the sick recovering. All hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft, along with the spirits operating in, behind, or through them, are products, effects of sin. And the evidence would be spiritual bondages, demons, fallen angels, evil spirits, unclean spirits, soulish realm, powers, forces, principalities, thrones, dominions, bands, nets, traps, cages, generational, cultural, inherited spirits, and last, but certainly not least, witchcraft spirits as well. Person is under the influence of hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden witchcraft. Frequently, they know something is wrong, but sometimes they're not able to pinpoint the exact cause, so therefore, they are struggling and reluctant to take action to get help for fear of how people will perceive them. Many times, the people struggling with these difficulties are tormented and have been unable to overcome those things that are overwhelming, and they just don't understand because they see other people that seem to be able to simply overcome them. So it leaves them feeling like, what's wrong with me? And this is brought on, brothers and sisters, by the fact these demons can integrate within a person's personality so much so to the degree that the individual can no longer separate his or her self-identity from that of the demons. When this happens, the person may legitimately feel that he or she cannot change. The attitude becomes, this is just the way I am. What you see is the real me. Don't expect me to do what is not in my power. Brothers and sisters, I've been a deliverance minister and exorcist for 30 years now. Always saddens and disturbs me when I meet people who realize that they have some sort of spiritual problem, and they go to church and ask for prayer. Many go to the altar, and I've heard many, many, many stories of them being left standing at the altar. I know many, many, many thousands go to the altar and leave the altar with more demons than when they came to the altar originally for prayer. Why does this happen, you might be asking? Because the people praying for them have never been delivered themselves. And they have demons operating in them. And by the laying on of their hands, their demons were now transferred onto the person coming to the altar for prayer. Another thing that bothers me, it's when someone goes to a minister for deliverance for themselves or their home or their workplace or their children, and the person who comes to pray for them is full of conflicting demonic spirits themselves. And they don't know the difference between the different types of spirits in operation. Think one method works for everything, when in actuality, if the seed and the root and the type of demon are not determined and dealt with, those spirits are not going to go anywhere. They will hide. Okay? And sometimes they'll give up a lesser spirit all with one purpose: to cause people to lose hope, to cause people to begin to doubt. What has really taken place is nothing but deception on the part of the demon spirits. The integrated healing prayer model literally seeks and searches out the spirit or spirits that are or that were hidden. We hunt them up, uncover them, expose them, and then destroy them by the power of God. You see, brothers and sisters, Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Demonic oppression seems to be the bondage of choice of most demons. With demonic oppression, the demons attack through the souls and the bodies of a person. And these demons are great masters at making people. They love this highly effective, inexplicable strategy of oppression because they are the ones inflicting those negative feelings like anger, rage, and hopelessness. Those horrible feelings of feeling like you're totally alone or abandoned, despair, depressed, overwhelming guilt, and so on. These demons, demonic spirits, evil spirits, and evil human spirits, go about waging a continual campaign of spiritual, mental, spiritual, and psychological terror on their victims, causing us to feel increasingly isolated, alone, and increasingly in what feels like mental, physical, psychological anguish, terror, and pain. At some level, brothers and sisters, within the spirit of all of us, even the most desperately, demonically oppressed, influenced, or infested person, we retain our spiritual connection to God, and our spirit knows clearly and certainly that the horrible things that we're feeling are coming from within our soul and or our body. These types of situations, oppression, possession, obsession, influence, infestation, are all very serious and can produce dark, disturbing circumstances, including death. All demon spirits are actively malicious spirits who bring harm into the lives of the people they inhabit. All, and I mean including children and some animals. All demonic spirits possess the experience, motivation, and means to accomplish their goals. Eliminating this type of evil can be very difficult and dangerous. It can even be life-threatening. You see, Jesus' ministry involved power over demons. A major part of Jesus' public ministry was casting out devils, demons, evil spirits, unclean spirits, etc. And in doing so, Jesus announced the downfall of Satan's kingdom. In Jesus' ministry, Jesus dealt with every type of healing needed, and Jesus ministered to each individual according to their personal situation and circumstance. Jesus, hallelujah, made it possible through the finished work of the cross and the resurrection power of God's Holy Spirit for the believer and his church, which he is the head of, to continue his healing, deliverance, exorcism, and inner healing ministry. Jesus' first act of healing involved the casting out of a demon, 31 through 36, and it reads, "And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Hold thy peace and come out of him.' And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, 'What a word this is! For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out.' Casting out of the demoniac was an area of ministry in which Jesus engaged. At least one-fourth of Jesus' earthly ministry was devoted to dealing with demonic and spiritual problems and the casting out of demons. In Luke 13:11, it reads, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself." The Bible says she had a spirit of infirmity. In Matthew 12:22, it reads, "Then was brought unto him Jesus, one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he," Jesus, "healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw." The Bible says that he was possessed with a devil and blind spirit. In Luke 8:27, it reads, "And when he," Jesus, "went forth to land, there met him," Jesus, "out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs." The Bible says a man who had devils a long time, causing aberrational behavior. He wore no clothes, neither stayed in any house. In Mark 9:22, it reads, "And oftentimes," it, speaking of the spirit here, "cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him." The Bible says it was a dumb spirit, and it cast him into the fire and water to destroy him. A spirit causing suicidal behavior. In Luke 11:14, it reads, "And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered." The Bible says a dumb spirit causing speech problems. In Matthew 15:22, it reads, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.'" The Bible says that the daughter was vexed with a devil a spirit causing torment. You see, total demonic possession, such as was shown in scenes from the movie The Exorcist, used to be very rare. However, it seems to be happening more frequently. They won't call it total possession of a person, but total possession of a person, sinner or non-believer, can be intensely damaging, both to the person possessed and to all those who come in contact with the person that is possessed. A person possessed can cause sudden, painful effects upon the person praying for them, their family, and everything concerned with them. Restoration is possible. Resuming a life is possible. And life of the person receiving ministry will become better off after having been made free in Jesus Christ. Prayer and the person receiving the ministry have both become overcomers. Now, they both possess fresh oil and an overcoming anointing with overcoming power because you both won the spiritual battle. You might be thinking, how do people get these demons? The Bible tells us about sin. One of the reasons that sin is so awful is that sin opens us up to demons. Demonic influence and demonic possession in the worst cases. And brothers and sisters, make no mistake about this. No living human being can escape sin because we are born into sin. The Bible reads, "Behold, I was brought forth in a state of iniquity. My mother was sinful who conceived me, and I too am sinful." Psalms 51:5, the Amplified Bible. 3 reads, "The ungodly are perverse and estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies." That's the King James Version. Matthew 18:3 reads, "Truly I say to you, unless you repent, change, turn about, and become like little children, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven at all." That's from the Amplified Bible. Matthew 18:3 reads, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." King James Version. Hebrews 12:9 reads, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?" King James Version. Once again, in another translation, "Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live?" New American Standard Bible. Here, God is referred to as the Father of spirits. While we inherit our physical attributes from our physical parents, our inner person, our spirit we get from God. Our spirit created in His image. You can begin to see there is an aspect of spiritual spirit importance of Jesus and His call to ministry. Just as there is a spiritual aspect of your spirit as it relates to Jesus and the Father of all spirits, its creator, our Father God. You see, brothers and sisters, the Bible is a spiritual book. God has already provided every answer to every question and situation that could ever occur here on earth for us through his word. The Bible is a spiritual book written in a spiritual language to a spiritual people from a spirit God. See? You are a spirit sent from and a part of a spirit God. God sent you and me to affect this earth before our spirit soul returns to God our Father. And the devil and the demons know the only spirit that is supposed to be influencing you and I is the Spirit of God, God's Holy Spirit. Ungodly spirits know that influencing the person is to influence the mind, the heart, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the soul. Ungodly spirits torment and destroy the body through limited death, all in an attempt to control you and I. So, I have, in a brief little synopsis here, have given you the basis of all spiritual problems. And the solution and the answer is, we can never solve a spiritual problem with natural solutions. Sin, unfruitful works of darkness, the Bible tells us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, both spiritual and natural, but rather to expose them. Ephesians 5:11, New King James Version. You see, brothers and sisters, the power of sin is in its secrecy. As long as sin is kept hidden in the dark, a person continues to fellowship with the spirits operating behind that sin, with the spirits operating through the hidden works of darkness, the hidden things of darkness, causing what? Hidden oppression by way of the unfruitful works of darkness. Brothers and sisters, that person, if it's you, will never be free. The only way to be free of sin and the spirits operating behind sin is to expose them to the light. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Psalm 51:1-3. King David is described in the Bible as a man after God's own heart. One of his strengths was that even though he sinned and made mistakes, he was quick to acknowledge that sin was sin. He exposed it before the Lord, asked for and received forgiveness. When you sin and then try to convince yourself and everybody else that it isn't really a sin, you are effectively living a lie. As long as you refuse to acknowledge that sin is sin, you will be bound by the spirits operating behind it. You must acknowledge that your sin is a sin, and then that you have sinned. Until then, the spirits that are operating through and behind your sin will control and dominate your life. You must say, this is a sin. I committed this sin. Lord Jesus, God, please forgive me. Then, God is able to forgive you, wash you clean, and remove that sin as far as the east is from the west. That sin and the spiritual effects of that sin, demons, demonic influence, or infestation will no longer dominate and control you. You will no longer be subject or bound to it. When sin comes to tempt you, say, no, I know who you are. You are sin. I will not submit what belongs to God. I will not submit myself to you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse jesting, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater and has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Ephesians 5:1-5. If you are a child of God, you should be an imitator of your Father and live a life of love, not of impurity, immorality, and greed. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5:6-14. If the blood of Jesus has saved you, you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light. Live as a child of light. Find out what pleases the Lord. Goodness, righteousness, and truth please him. Brothers and sisters, you can expose your own sin and be forgiven, or you can try to hide it and be exposed anyway. Brothers and sisters, you have to live, and you are living right now with those hidden works of darkness, hidden things of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, hidden witchcraft, and they are hindering you, they are oppressing you, and they're weighing you down. TED, Transformational Extensive Deliverance, is the prayer ministry of healing, liberation. Healing liberation from the forces, from the powers, from the demons, from the spiritual wickedness in high places. Healing, restoration, revival all comes by the casting out of all demons, demonic influence, and demonic oppression. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says casting out demons is a miracle. Casting out of demons and the demonic is the one miracle in the New Testament which has no counterpart in the Old Testament. It is therefore the one distinctive sign that the kingdom of God has come. The Bible, the Word of God, does not tell us how, when, or where. Jesus just said, "And these attesting signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name, Jesus, we shall cast out demons." Mark 16:17. Let me tell you something. Casting out demons is an experience with God. Just as salvation is an experience with God, and the baptism in the Holy Spirit is an experience with God, the driving out of demons, demonic influence and infestation, demonic oppression, evil spirits and evil human spirits of bondage, they're all an experience with God. Satanic and demonic forces are challenging men and women of God today, just as they have done to God's people throughout time, as it is recorded in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Satan is saying, in effect, to every believer and Christian, "You have always been under my dominion and control, and you always will be." Now, as he's saying this, he is also beginning a relentless pursuit, along with an aggressive assault, to defile, steal you away from God and back to himself. Why? Because Satan wants to reproduce himself in you. Satan wants to reproduce himself in you. Just as he is ruined, he wants to ruin you. Just as he is useless, he wants to render you useless also. The devil is abolished and given over to eternal misery, and thus his plans for you. He wants to reproduce himself in you. The Bible says about Satan three times in the Gospel of John. The Lord Jesus refers to the devil as the prince of this world. The following scriptures relate to his limited power. "Now the prince of this world will be driven out." The Bible tells us to be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. 1 Peter 5:8-9 tells us that Satan walks up and down on the earth, going to and fro. God tells us that his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show his might in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward him. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah, God's eyes are ahead of Satan's feet every time. God is always looking for someone who is ready to allow him to demonstrate his saving, healing, and delivering power to them and through them. You see, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given over to Jesus. The reason the Son of God, Jesus, appeared was and is to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Jesus said, "The ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me." Jesus wants you and me to be able to proclaim the same thing. And in order to be able to proclaim this victory, and it be the truth, the restoration of your soul is not an option. It is a necessity. Anywhere Satan and his demons have erected a platform to work on you, through hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden things of darkness, hidden word-based programming, or hidden witchcraft, needs to be sought out and destroyed. God, our Father, has not sent us to this earth for such a time as this, to be going around with a heavy heart, weights on our souls, bodies wrecked with infirmity, not having clear direction, infested and influenced by demons. Brothers and sisters, hear me well. Demons don't have to be in you to torment you. You see, demons don't have to be in you to torment you. They can also be attached to you, hanging on to you, and in your airways that you breathe. They can be targeted at you or sent to you, operating through the airways. It doesn't matter which way they come. Pardon me. They come to bring all kind of pain, misery, and suffering to you without actually taking up residency within you. In these type of situations, the demons can attach themselves to a place, a home, a church, a business, a person, an object, or even a family lineage or culture. When a spirit is operating in this way, the demon is free to cause great torment. Worse, since they are not bound to a particular person. The demons can affect many people all at once. The demons can come and go at will. This makes eliminating them pretty intense and challenging. You have to go on a spiritual hunt to identify them. The spirits, wherever they are hiding, within the soul or body of a saved person, or within the spirit, soul, or body of an unsaved person, having brought the person under subjection. These spirits will seriously challenge the power of God. They have to be overpowered by the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and the power of God's Holy Spirit. They have to be bound up, and then them, their works, their actions, their thoughts and deeds have to be driven out in the name of Jesus. The whole person ministry of Erica Joseph Shepherd, my ministry, TED, Transformational Intensive Deliverance, and the Integrated Healing Prayer Model, and the Spirit Warfighters, that's our mission. Our mission is to make real to the men and women of God the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over all that is evil. Our mission to bring Jesus' living presence with God's love, saving, healing, and delivering power over all the evil that we encounter within the spirits, souls, and the physical bodies of men, women, and children. We believe that the purpose of Jesus' plan on earth is to save us from our sins, to save us from the iniquities of our parents, and to save us from the transgressions of those that trespass against us. To save, heal, and deliver us from our own sins and their effects. To set at liberty them that are bruised to heal the sick and set the captives free, enabling us to appropriate God's righteousness, His peace, and His joy. TED, transformational, extensive deliverance, liberate spiritual sickness, spiritual bondage, physical sickness, and physical bondage. TED destroys hidden works of darkness, hidden things of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden word-based programming, and hidden spiritual and natural witchcraft. TED, transformational, extensive deliverance, brings about the restoration of God's order to the spirit, soul, and body. If you're thinking, what will be the evidence that the hidden things are gone? Make no mistake about it. You will know. Your doubts will be dispelled. You will be able to see, feel, and know. Your life will have been transformed, changed for your and God's best. Your hidden works of darkness, whatever they were, your hidden things of darkness, whatever they are, your hidden oppression, that hidden word-based programming that you don't know nothing about, and those hidden witchcraft spirits that have been actively working to bring you down, along with every other hidden thing that has been supporting demons, demonic oppression, demonic influence, demonic infestation, and every evil human work from human spirits that had been, were, or are being used to torment you will be gone and replaced. Power of God. You will begin to experience, like afresh, the love and healing power, the restorative power, the reviving power of God within your spirit, soul, and body. You're saying, well, why? Because you will have experienced God in one or more following ways. Spiritual healing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You must be born again and experience the regeneration of your human spirit. Physical healing of your flesh and bones. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And with his stripes we are healed. Inner healing, spirit, soul, and body. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Deliverance of the demonized or exorcism. The unregenerated spirit of mankind, body and soul. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, Jesus, they shall cast out demons. Here at Erica Joseph Shepherd Ministries, TED, the whole person ministry, we have a working knowledge of the spiritual and soulish realm. We understand that because you are a spirit, other spirits can and do fight you within the spiritual and soulish realm. Bad or evil spirits oppose you because of your spiritual relationship with God. We understand that they can block, obstruct, and transfer on you. However, you can win in this spirit-spiritual battle because God our Father has destined you to win, just as his son Jesus Christ was destined to win before the foundations of the world. And true to the plan and purpose of God, Jesus won. Brothers and sisters, the number one tool that you need to win in this spiritual battle is the truth about your enemy. Your utilization of this truth is going to require that you have courage and faith in God and in God's ability. Your faith in God and his power to overcome your fears, apprehensions, and those little voices, evil one will be sending to you, telling you to run, to get away, and to quit this battle. Those voices that will seem to pop up from nowhere within your mind will start telling you that you don't need this. It's not for you. The enemy will lie, telling all you have is the Holy Spirit, and no other spirit can indwell you. So you need to escape from this type of ministry. Absolutely, this will not be the voice of God talking to you, because the truth is, for some people, this type of ministry is their only source of permanent help. The power of God coming in and exposing, uncovering, and dispelling the hidden works, hidden things, hidden oppression in your life. You see, we believe that God, through the words of Jesus Christ, his son, has given to us by his holy Bible the life-giving message of salvation, which includes divine healing, restoration, and spiritual freedom. This includes power of God available to heal the spirit, the soul, and the body. We believe that God is able, willing, and desires to meet all of your needs, all of our needs, no matter how desperate or impossible they may seem in the natural. We believe that Jesus is aware that the human race is in desperate need of healing, spirit, soul, and body, with so many people lost to him, having been physically, emotionally, and spiritually crushed, weighed and beaten down by sin and its effects, the cares of this world, and spiritual ignorance. We believe that in Jesus and through his love, people can find and receive the good news that will bring them eternal life. We believe that they can receive complete healings that will bring them restoration of the fullness of God. We believe this gives the complete ability to live a full and overcoming life today and eternal life through Jesus Christ. The question becomes, who and what are you filled with? The only thing people have to do is know the answer to the question that heaven and hell poses to each of us. That one question being, do you know who and what you are filled with? It is an important question, and the on your answer. Because the body of Christ today is having an identity crisis of unprecedented proportions. If we are to fulfill our spiritual destiny, we must know what and who we are filled with. We must be filled with the Spirit of God. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1:26. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. And God blessed them. Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I want you to know what and who you are. You are a spirit soul sent from God. Hallelujah. You see, when you were a child, you knew exactly who you were because you had just come from God. It took the world, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life to make you forget it. Every living human being is a spirit soul sent from God, whether they know it or not. When you, as a born-again, spirit-filled believer, understand and acknowledge that about yourself, you will also understand and acknowledge it about others. When you are able to believe that you are a spirit sent by God and you are made in the image and likeness of God, never before you start to recognize, brothers and sisters, like never before, you will start to recognize and love the same Spirit of God and other human beings. You and I, praise God, sent from God, made in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, made in God's image and likeness. God is Spirit, and God's Spirit is within you and me. You and I cannot connect with God to receive anything from God outside of your spirit, soul, self. All of God's power is within you. All that God is operating within you now. God is a part of you, living within you, operating from within you. God working from the inside of you to the outside of you. God is a part of you, operating from the outside of you to the inside of you. You are a part of God from the inside out, and you are a part of God from the outside in. You became a part of God through Jesus. You became a part of God by the reuniting, regenerating, born again power of God, by the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit through salvation. You and I have been spiritually immersed to God, filled with our Father God, Jesus, filled with his Holy Spirit. You see, you became a reunited spirit, reborn of the Spirit of God. Look at it like this and think about this closely. What you first were, you have become again. Spirit, soul, part of God. A living spirit-led part of God. A flesh body to be submitted and ruled by the Spirit of God. Hear me. All of God through his spirit in you. You are a spirit soul of God sent to affect this earth. God communicates to you by his Holy Spirit, to his spirit, you. This is referred to as being led by the Holy Spirit. This means living in the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God is a spirit, invisible to the natural eye, but made visible through the spiritual eyes of faith. And the Bible tells us, and they that worship him, God, who is spirit, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Invisible to the natural eye, but realized through your spiritual eyes. Understood and realized through faith. The eyes of your spiritual understanding. The Apostle Paul prayed for you and I that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling and the riches of the glory, inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. You must not ever forget that you were born into sin, that the real cause of demons, demonic influence, oppression, and infestation is sin. Whether it is your sin, the sins of your ancestors, or the sin of someone against you, demonic oppression is so deceptive that rarely can a person that is under its influence point to a single cause for the problem in his or her life. The causes are usually complicated and can involve many people and events. Compound these events over a generation, and it is no wonder that people are often at a loss to spiritually discern the seed and the root causes of their oppression. Brothers and sisters, these many facets interact to make us who we are not. This has proven true for major problem areas. Negatively affecting the lives of many people. But you see, brothers and sisters, many people believe that they are exempt from the devil and demons. Many of you believe that you are exempt and that Satan can't touch you. Contrary to that, Jesus was led up by the Spirit of God into the wilderness for the express purpose to be tempted of the devil. God permitted Satan to come close to Jesus so that he could try to tempt Jesus to draw him away. Perfect obedience to God's will. All of Satan's efforts appeal to the human desire to satisfy or lift up self. In every temptation, Jesus relied on and submitted himself to the authority of God's written word, rather than yielding to the suggestions of Satan. you and I, as the people of God, have to understand that God has permitted demons, the devil or Satan, to come close to you as well. Because you will be personally tried by the devil in an attempt to get you away from your obedience to God. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil, in Ephesians 4:27. This implies that it is possible for a Christian believer to the devil. But I want to tell you something. Another self-preservation tactic of all demons is to make you believe you are saved. We can't do anything to you. Brothers and sisters, one little crack in the door, one little crack, because the devil wants people to believe that he is not the real cause of their pain, their misery, and their torment. Spiritual warfare is all about defeating spirits. This is really what spiritual warfare is all about. Defeating the opposition to God's kingdom rule on earth. Spirits operating through infestation are used by the devil to infest people. However, they can also infest an area, a home, a car, a building, or some land. What I want to tell you today, hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, hidden things of darkness, all contain demons. They all contain demons. And demons will use no more effort than possible to accomplish their goal. Brothers and sisters, key problem is doubt and unbelief. You must believe God. You must believe that he is real, and you must believe that he really loves you and will really help you. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd. If you're listening to this through my website or the radio program, ask yourself these questions. Am I having difficulty that I should not be experiencing because I am a born-again believer? Am I continually battling with sickness and disease? Am I continually suffering with persistent physical problems? Brothers and sisters, 877-795-7110. TED, Transformational Extensive Deliverance. Erica Joseph Shepherd, Whole Person Ministries. Our email address is ericatedline@outlook.com. Our website is www.tedline.com. I will see you next time on my Blog Talk Radio program. If you're listening from the website and you need help, email us, or you can click on the information. God loves you, and we love you. You love him. That's what really matters. Blessings. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd.